Big 3 points for us here in Ballymena today, Andy.
Yeah, big 3 points, very much deserved. You know, I think over the past couple of weeks we've been very unfortunate, and that's not us looking at sympathy vote. We've been very unfortunate with results because we've been playing well, and just through not taking our chances and a bit of bad luck, we've been came out in the a poor end. But today, again, against the one to play, Ballymena have scored, but the boys didn't give up. But dug deep and a great 3 points down here, and I think the boys very much deserved it from everyone in the whole squad. So we're happy to be going back down to Belfast with the 3 points.
Good character, as you say, after half time. Was anything said at half time to turn it around? Did inspire that comeback?
Yeah, I think the gaffer was very much honest, and he said it how it was. He says we're playing well, and he believed that we'll win the game. And he looked at us all in the face and he says, look, bar a few things, we need a taper. The performance has been good. We've been unlucky, but we'll win the game. I'm confident we'll win the game if we go about it with a bit more tempo and we're a bit sort of more clinical in the final third, and we did that. And you know, I'm full credit to the boys. I mean, a lot of young boys coming into the team, and they've done ever so well. Again, another smashing performance from Jamie McGrew, you know, driving the team forward. So fully deserved, and you know, the whole squad, the staff, everyone had a part to play today.
Not known for his goal scoring prowess, but what a finish by Sean Moore today to get us on the way, wasn't it?
It was. I actually said to him at half time, as we're coming out on the pitch, I have a feeling you'll get one. So there you are. I just had that feeling in my stomach that he would, and it was a great finish. And again, his striker would be proud of that finish. So it was one that got us back. And once we got that goal, we were confident we'd get another one.
You got the important second one, you know, that set us back into winning mode. You haven't scored too many away, so it was good to get an away goal for you, wasn't it?
Yeah, it's been made. I've been made very aware of that from many parts of the media and from outside the club, but at the end of the day, I've 19-20 goals, and whether home or away, I don't care where they are, just as long as we're winning games, and that's not been a worry for me. You know, the worry for me is that we haven't got points on board the past couple of weeks, but hopefully this is a turning point, and hopefully maybe a run for me for scoring goals away.
Great finish, it just trickled over the line, didn't it? But what an assist by young Johnny Fraser just on the pitch.
Yeah, he's done ever so well. His energy was outstanding to get that. I mean, a great ball from Niall Quinn, he didn't give up. I know a lesser honest player would have given up, and he didn't, and he's done well for me. And you know, I'm just so glad that I went in. I'm so glad for the team, because I think we fully deserved it. And you know, I've seen us the past couple of weeks deserve it and come away with nothing or a point. And today, you know, we got that bit of, we wouldn't say luck, but we got what we deserved.
Paul Smith looks a good player up front, doesn't he?
Smashing player. He's everything you want, an attacking player. He's quick, he's brave, he's dangerous, he can come short, he can go long, but it's up to us as a club to protect him. You know, he's only, 18? You know, we can't rely on him to, although he's doing a good job at the minute, we can't rely on him to be our sort of, to turn all our fortunes around, so we'll have to look after him and protect him. You know, he's one for the future, he's one for the present. We've got quite a lot of players that got to the club at the minute, and you know, there's no doubt that we'll be back on top. It's just it's getting there ASAP. You know, we understand that we have a young squad and a squad that's maybe not delivering like an Anfield team should at the minute, but for us older boys, we know it's going to turn. We want to be a part of it, so it's up to us to try and dig ourselves out and get back to the top.
Up to third, which is pleasing after where we were. A lot of big games coming up against Ballymena in the Cups, but there's nothing bigger than going to the Oval on Boxing Day to look forward to now, isn't it?
Yeah, you know, it's one every supporter looks forward to and every player looks forward to, the atmosphere, and you know, we always have such a great support at the Oval, and the players very much need that. So we're just hoping that our supporters are going away from the Oval with bragging rights, and as players we need those 3 points to maintain and to keep push up the table.
Perfect Saturday, Chelsea win, Linfield win, both 3-1, perfect weekend, and I'm sure you'll want to wish a happy Christmas to all our supporters, Andy. Yeah?
Absolutely, you know, it's been testing times recently, and you know, supporters have been, especially the Blue Unity have been brilliant, you know, keeping us going at times, and you know, I know times have been tough, but yeah, I'd like to thank every supporter for sticking with us, and I wish every supporter a very happy Christmas and a healthy new year.
Well, happy Christmas to you as well, Andy.
Cheers, Andy.
Hopefully a few more goals next weekend to talk about as well.
Oh, thank you very much. Cheers.
Cheers, mate.
Right.